God, I mean, you can't have two bigger elite college programs these guys came from, highly recruited.
Yes,
Kyle from USC and Marcel from Bama.
We should point out, in the commercial break, Marcel was chirping Kyle about the fact that Alabama's in the BCS title game and USC is not. So there's some bragging rights going on in the Bills locker room over that game against Notre Dame coming up, Marcel.
Yeah. We always talk about USC and Alabama football, South football. He thinks USC can beat Bama. But I just told him we have to finish what they couldn't start, what they couldn't finish.
But come on, I mean, Kyle, at USC, how many games did you guys lose there? Five in four years?
Yeah, I just lost about five games, you know, the whole time I was there. And every time we played a SEC team, we went over there and handled business. It didn't matter who we played, you know.
It's not your fault you're not there anymore, right? I mean, how could you be blamed for that?
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't let guys stay 8 years. They couldn't, you know, you can't afford it either. That's also a factor.
We were having a conversation earlier about Tom Brady and what makes him special. Both of you gentlemen, I'll start with you, Marcel. You spend your whole game trying to stop this guy. What makes him so difficult for a D lineman to try to handle, knowing that he basically stands in the pocket and throws it down the field?
Oh, man, he's such a leader. He pushes everyone around him to get better. He really hates for anything to get around him, any receiver to drop a ball, and he lets them know it. And they know at practice, not do it, and he really demands a lot from them guys, and they respect him enough to just do what he tells them.
Same thing for you, Kyle. I mean, as a DN trying to come off the edge, I know he has a habit of sliding up. Does it make it frustrating knowing you have him dead to rights and you can't get him?
It's very frustrating going against Tom Brady. You know, he's very good at controlling offenses and, you know, moving the slot, sliding the protections, you know, making his audibles, doing all of that. And he's just great at just standing in that pocket and making the throws. You know, as much pressure as you can get pushing up the middle from the outside, he'll sit there in that pocket and just throw it. He'll take the hit. He'll do whatever he needs to do to get the ball downfield, and that's what makes him great.
Marcel Darius, of course, Kyle Moore joining us. Bills taking on the Seattle Seahawks in Toronto Sunday, 4 o'clock. We'll talk about Seattle. We'll talk about the threat of Pete Carroll. Sunday and the Rams still has to sting a little bit. The defense couldn't have done much more, right? I mean, you absolutely frustrated the Rams for 58 and a half minutes. But this is the NFL, isn't it? I mean, you guys beat Arizona in a game very similar to this. Just, you know, the offense punches it through late. How disappointing was it to lose that game?
Well, like you said, you know, most games are won in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, to go the whole game and stop them, stop the run, stop what they were trying to do the whole game with Steven Jackson and get him to throw the ball, and then can't come down to the last 2 minutes of the game, and you know, and we just didn't make the stops and didn't make the plays for us to win the game. So, you know, we just have to do better in the fourth quarter and just finish games.
Mm. It's been a trying year defensively for the first half of the season, but Marcel, since the bye week, the defense has really done a bit of a 180. It's been a lot more disciplined in the run defense and reduced the amount of points allowed. What has changed from the middle of the season to now, where you guys are playing tighter defensively?
As a defense, we decided to draw a line in the sand, and we're gonna be the team that we're expected to be. We'll just rise to the occasion and just make the plays we're supposed to make. Be accountable to each other, and just do what you have to do. And we're playing gap sound, and we've been doing exactly what we say we'll do. I've been accountable for Kyle. I've been telling him I'm gonna do the best I can for you, and he tell me the same thing. And that's what we lean on. And I think that's what it's turning around.
It's tough, isn't it? Because I think you guys see teams that you guys feel like you got more talent than, and it may have come together for a team that struggled for 4 or 5 years. You're going to see teams in the playoffs this year, and you guys are going to say, we're as good as that team. It's just a matter of putting it all together on both sides of the football, and you're close. You can tell how close you are right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's amazing how much we've changed as a defense these last 6 weeks, coming together, gelling together, and it's come at the right time of the season. Mm-hmm. You know, we were still in it, and we're still in it now. You know, we just have to go out there these next 3 games and really execute. You know, we're going to take it 1 game at a time, you know, and just go from there.
Kyle, so much has been made this year about Andrew Luck and RG3 and what kind of seasons they're having as a rookie quarterback. But now you're facing a guy almost as good in Russell Wilson. And when you look at film as an opposing defense, what are the challenges in trying to stop him, who has really emerged as a top quarterback in the NFC?
Oh, it's going to be a great challenge. You know, he likes to scramble, and he makes a lot of plays with his feet. You know, he likes to move to his right, and, you know, he makes a lot of plays downfield using his feet and using his vision. And, you know, with him being a rookie quarterback, you can tell he's going to be good and continue to keep getting better as the season gets along. And as more and more as he plays, he's going to be able to see things. And it's no telling how much better he can get, you know, as a quarterback. And he's playing as a rookie now, and he's doing great for their team. They're 8-5. So, you know, we got to go out there on our P's and Q's and make sure we go out there and stop the run mainly and you know, and try to get to him next.
Marcel, what was the Toronto game like for you last year? You had Washington. It was earlier in the season. And I look at it and think, not only were there the vast majority of your fans there, as it was tougher earlier because there's a lot of Bears fans, a lot of Dolphins fans in some of the previous games that have been here, but you really felt the backing of the home crowd, and you really did put it all together last year against the Redskins.
I mean, playing in the Rogers Center, man, it was great. Had a lot of fun, played against the Redskins. I think I had a great game that year.
Yeah, you did.
And we had we have a pretty good fan base out here in Toronto, and our fans traveled and they came up and showed us a lot of support. It felt just like a home game, like we was in the back in the Ralph with no wind and no cold.
Well, I was going to ask you that, Marcel. You're a proud Alabama native. You went to Alabama. Do you like the fact that this late in the year there's a roof over your head when you play the game?
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I promise you I do.
We got Marcel Darius, of course, Kyle Moore joining us from the Buffalo Bills. Kyle, you also know Mark Sanchez really well. Curious to get your thought. You'll see them last game of the season. We don't know what it's going to mean yet. Curious about his struggles. I'm a big Sanchez guy. I watch him play these games, and I think we'll never talk about him maybe like Brady and Breeze and these guys, but every time we've seen him play a playoff game, he's gone on the road, and he's dueled it out with guys like Brady and Peyton Manning. What have you seen from afar this year, knowing him as well as you know him from playing with him, draft class, same year, everything?
Oh, you know, he takes a lot of, you know, scrutiny and just a lot of criticism, you know, from being out there for the New York Jets. And I don't know if that's messing with his game or not, but, you know, this Mark Sanchez I know, you know, he just goes up there and just plays ball. And, you know, he struggled a little bit this year. But like you said, out there when he goes out there and play those playoffs games, he's come up and he showed up. You know, he's took him to the AFC Championship his first couple of years. You know, he was there. And, you know, I guess it's just one of those years, you know, that he's struggling a little bit. And just watching him play, it doesn't look like the Mark Sanchez I know, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, I think, like I said, from all the stuff coming from the inside and people, you know, trying to replace him with Tim Tebow and the other quarterback that played at his school, Alabama. And it's just a lot of stuff that he's dealing with, you know, just being out there for that New York team. So, you know, he just really just have to, you know, just hold his tongue and just go out there and play ball.
Marcel, I think it's jealousy over his looks. And you start dating Eva Longoria. It's amazing. It's, you know, guys get in there and they, you know, it's if he looked like Jeff Garcia, people wouldn't be hacking on him like they do. That's my theory.
The guy anyway. Can't hit the broadside of a barn
that's
this year.
That's my theory. He was good enough last week to win.
Marcel, are there quarterbacks around the league that yourself and defensive players have a different view than the media? Because there are a lot of people in the media and the public who think players and quarterbacks are soft or not good. But you guys face them. You see what they can take and what they can't take. Are there other players that maybe we hack on that you go, no, this guy's really good?
Yeah, there are a lot of guys. I mean, it just all depends on how the year goes with them. Me personally, I like to watch Phillip Rivers play. A lot of people say he hasn't been doing this good, but he's one of the tough quarterbacks in the league, a leader, talks smack. He'll talk
to
smack.
You?
Yeah, he'll talk smack to D linemen. Linebackers, he don't care. He's like, we'll be right back. And I love watching Phillip Rivers play, his attitude towards the game. He's just a whole other person inside his uniform.
For you, Kyle?
Yeah, the same way. You know, Phillip Rivers and, you know, Peyton Manning. That's another cutthroat quarterback. He'll throw down the field real quickly. You know, it's hard to get to him. You know, he drops back three steps and he gets rid of that ball fast, and it gets frustrating going and watching him. And who else do I like? I like Matt Ryan as a quarterback. You know, Matt Ryan, he sits in that pocket. I played in Tampa Bay for a couple years, and just watching him play, you know, those first couple years down there, you know, it was interesting to watch him and watch his diehard mentality as well.
I'll ask you, best trash-talking quarterback you faced in the NFL?
This year, Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub, he looks so quiet.
Absolutely not.
Well, he was quiet last night. He wasn't saying much.
Did he say anything good you can repeat on the air?
Oh, no. Nothing I can repeat.
Yeah. For you, Marcel?
Quarterbacks really don't talk too much to me. They don't really talk too much to me because they know I can get to them whenever I feel like it.